This is a HeadGum Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahomia, everyone. I'm your Dungeon Bahomia. Master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Hard one, Surefoot.
Emily Axford.
Moonshine Sabin, reporting for business.
And
from
Cald-
the Crick, a.k.a. Crickness.
Okay. And Caldwell Tanner.
Beverly Togold.
I've never heard of anybody reporting, reporting for business.
Reporting for business. I think it's duty.
It's duty.
Reporting for business.
But
I didn't
business.
Come here to do duty. I came here to do business.
Oh, my goodness.
You have a very, very filthy pantsuit on.
Yeah. Glad you're making the distinction. What is formal at the Crick?
What is formal?
Yeah, like what would formal wear at the Crick be?
Linen coveralls.
Unwashed, unkempt.
Yeah. Let's do a little recap, guys.
Just a bralette bandeau
yeah.
and some leaves stitched into a mini pencil skirt.
That's good. That's a good look.
Yeah, let's do a recap. So last week, you guys had some big wins. We got them green teens back.
Yeah. Green teens recovered.
Erlen Derlen Cran.
Our buddies.
Welcome to the campaign. They're permanent, right?
Yeah, they're going to follow you guys around. They're in the party. This is
I'm
going to
start playing
party
as Derlen, actually.
They're in bags because they have 7 HP and they don't have good instincts.
Well,
so
yeah,
they are little liabilities.
They're in bags touching each other.
They're in bags because they were being annoying and you guys put them in bags so they wouldn't talk anymore.
You have to think about...
We're no better than the Bollywogs.
You have to think about them as our backup lives. If one of us dies in the campaign, you just become one of the green teams.
Yeah, you have to be Derlen. Everyone has to be Derlen.
Good lord. If that's not incentive to stay safe, I don't know what is.
Jesus.
Okay.
Never been higher.
So we started with Moonshine and Beverly swimming up into the sunken part of the keep while Hard One snuck around the back. You guys all climbed up to the second floor and found the kobolds preparing for a ceremony in their dark chapel. Or for business. They were in town for business. They did have some Tim Hortons. It was lightly catered. But you swooped in and
Tim
attacked.
Tim Hortons, the official brew business.
You want to get something done? Have our watery coffee and our stale donuts. Rent out a sad conference room at a Holiday Inn.
If our hard donuts don't get you working.
Sacrifice a bunch of children to your weird god.
Just a kobold in an 80s businesswoman suit with big shoulder pads.
And a huge dick.
Oh yeah. We forgot about our friend with the big hog and the ripped body.
Yeah.
That was the kobold sorcerer. All right. So Moonshine and Beverly were knocked out, and Hard One had his chance to shine as he finally used a second wind.
And shine he did.
Shine he did. He regained some hit points and was able to rush over and revive Moonshine, who then revived Beverly. From there, you guys took charge and killed the kobold leader, the sorcerer, who, as we all know, was in real good shape and had a nice hog.
Big physical form.
You then snuck up to the northeast guard tower, and you found the green teens, Erlen, Derlen, and Cran.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Moonshine barfed out of the tower because they were so sweet. They were so sweet and annoying.
They're a bit sweet for my Crick taste.
There are a few sweet little Denny's.
They don't make youngins so sweet at the Crick. You got some salty youngins.
You guys then
crazed naked. And they're the mayor.
They eat everything they shouldn't.
Oh, my goodness.
And won't eat anything they should.
So you guys put the teens back in the burlap sacks that they were kidnapped in.
From once they came.
That's what the scoutmaster said to do.
You belayed down the castle wall.
Kaloo-kalay!
And ran off into the forest, but not before finding out from Cran that she heard the kobolds talking about a dragon egg.
Yes.
Whoa. You guys also got to level 3, so we rolled new hit points and stuff, but you guys are still low health right now at your current hit points because nobody's taken a long rest or anything.
We have to, like, instantly fall asleep.
So you guys right now are in the back of the castle. You guys have escaped and gone off into the forest. You guys are there right now with Erlin, Durlin, and Cran. It is actually, it's only like 12 p.m., so you guys just had this big jailbreak adventure, but it's still the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah.
You guys had spied on the bullywugs, trading the kids to the kobolds early in the morning. Then you cased the castle, snuck in and killed a bunch of the kobolds and saved the kids. But that only took like a few hours.
Did
so
we
it's only
that Beverly was inside a crocodile or an alligator.
You were inside an alligator, but that all happened
super fast.
Super fast. So it's only noon.
It's time for a siesta.
I feel like, never too early to trance.
Yeah.
You just hear the kids in the bags go, "Hey, man, can we get out of the bags, man?
Shut up. Listen to your scoutmaster. Stop moving.
Hey, who wants their shut the fuck up patch?
good one, Moonshine.
Durlin starts starts moving around a lot on your back, and he goes,
"Hey, the bullywugs actually let us out and let us sleep in a tent when we were there. So right now you guys are a little bit worse than the bullywug."
Well,
let the bullywug be your scoutmaster then.
And not to mention, I think we all discovered the humanity of the bullywugs, so...
A proud people. An honorable clan.
Beverly, it's early and I kind of can't breathe, dude. It kind of hurts.
Scoutmaster Hardwon, can we please maybe let them out of the bags? Just
I will let you cut an air hole, but I'm not letting this motherfucker out of the bag.
Okay, I feel like we could probably camp here. I feel like we're safe.
Are we into the woods?
You're into the woods,
yes. Can I make a check to see if we're safe? Maybe like nature or something like that?
Do you guys want to be able to still see the castle and kind of just hide? I mean, Moonshine can do lookout, or you guys can go deeper into the forest.
I think we should try and like have like at least the vantage point of it.
I also think, you know what? I think we deserve a nice little rest and nap, and I think we should set up a nice little camp.
That's nice.
Yeah. Hardwon, I just think the green teens would be very good at setting up a camp. We are all expert camp setters.
That's right.
Tell you what, I wordlessly tilt the bag upside down.
Durlin falls out for 1 damage.
Oh, dude. Touch hands, Durlin.
Oh, dude, I can't touch hands. I can only do that once a day, man. All
right, let's take a rest, buddy.
Y'all power a little sweet youngins.
I
didn't mean to damage the little fuck.
Scoutmaster Hardwon, do you have any RX bars?
I'm going to give you an RX bar. I'm sorry I hurt you. For the record, though, I am a million times better than Denny, who let you get kidnapped in the first place.
He's got a good point.
He's actually my favorite scoutmaster, probably.
Yeah, Denny's a piece of shit.
Y'all, it's time to kill your idols. Denny, as we've said before, Denny is a craven man who deserves nothing.
Yeah, kill your idols is the last step in the Green Teen Handbook. It's actually in there, so yeah.
Dark.
Yeah.
Baller. I respect it.
It was written a long time ago.
I could get on board with these Green Teens.
So Cran turns to you guys.
How are we going to case this joint? What are we doing?
I box him out and start talking about Beverly. Beverly and Moonshine.
I mean, I do think that we have a question to ask ourselves. Well, first off, I do think that we'll take a little rest. We'll have a little relaxation.
So where are you guys going to take a long rest?
I think we're gonna make a little camp here.
Okay,
I'm gonna make like a sofa and a love seat out of mud.
Still in view of the castle,
obscured.
Okay. By
but
foliage.
We can
cool.
Give me a nature or survival check with advantage because the green teens will help you build a little camp.
But also because I
can make a lean-to out of sticks.
I got a 15 survival.
Great.
Oh, actually, 20.
Great. Okay.
Okay.
The green teens get to work making a little lean-to out of sticks and leaves. They make a...
I'm making like a 70s den out of mud. I got like a nice like 3-person sofa.
Wow.
A nice like love seat.
We should do a That 70s Show style spin around thing tonight.
Yeah.
Hanging out down the street.
It is all made of mud, though.
But I'm also doing a shag rug out of seagrass.
Okay. It's still mostly mud.
Cool. Yeah, so they build a couple little lean-tos. You see the green teens.
Hammock with the burlap sack.
The three green teens use the burlap sacks as sleeping bags, and they all get in the same lean-to that's a little bit bigger than the other ones. And they go, come on, Scoutmaster Hard One. You can sleep in our lean-to.
It'd really mean a lot if you slept in the lean-to with them.
Yeah, did Denny sleep in the lean-to with everybody? Is that what Denny did?
Oh, dear.
Denny always got a hotel room.
Whoa.
Hard One. Yeah,
Denny would make us camp by ourselves. Denny said it made us better scoutmasters if he stayed at the inn.
Fuck
and we
it.
Slept
I really
outside.
Don't want to follow in any of Denny's footsteps. I'm crawling into the lean-to. Move over. Don't cuddle too close.
I do. I whip out my bullywug flesh sleeping bag. Yeah, I flap it out in view of the green teens to kind of show off a little bit.
Erlen looks at it and goes, oh, dude, did you kill a bullywug?
In self-defense.
That's right, kid. Your buddy collects skin and teeth now.
Self-defense is the best kind of killing, dude.
That's what I'm saying. That's what the book says. And if the book says it, it has to be true.
Scoutmaster Hardone, could you read to us from the Book of Pelor?
I really think it's important that we take a nap, man. But tell you what, one chapter.
you read them a story about how Pelor's light created the weakness for the first vampires.
Oh.
How that's why vampires have sunlight sensitivity is because of Pelor's light.
Oh, cool.
Huh.
I don't know that either.
Yeah, we all learned something.
Wow.
I would like to give a gift to each of my fellow green teens.
Beautiful.
I give Derlin the chipped bullywug tooth.
Oh, man, a frog tooth.
Yeah,
they have such nice smiles, man.
Their smiles are beautiful. This one tried to bite me, and its tooth came off of my shield.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm missing a tooth.
And you see Derlin starts, like, jamming it in a missing tooth his front teeth.
Hard One notices nobody has a dentistry pet.
And I give Cran the venom tooth, the viper tooth.
Oh.
Oh, snake tooth, cool. I can get my snake tooth badge.
Yeah, isn't it weird that that's a badge?
It's weird that that's a badge.
Some of these badges seem really arbitrary.
It's weird that there's a snake fang badge and a snake tooth badge. They're kind of the same badge.
One's for a molar.
Yeah, when the two organizations, when the green teens and the leaf kids merge, there's a lot of redundancy.
Yeah.
And then I give the alligator tooth to Erlen.
Oh, man, this is actually a crocodile tooth.
Don't ruin it, Erlen.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, dude.
I pulled this from a crocodile that was trying to eat me, but then I did like a really cool performance and made it seem like I was being eaten.
Yeah, it was a really badass performance.
Sounds like a really smart idea, dude.
Everyone agreed it was.
I think everyone would agree that was really cool, badass, and smart. Anyway, when I got attacked, I just got my ass kicked.
This is Erlen saying this?
This is Erlen saying it.
Erlen, no, you're good at this. We just gotta work on it. Like, when we get back to Galadron, you and me, we're gonna hit the gym. We're gonna, like, just go every day. We're gonna work on our shadow boxing. And you're gonna get swole, I promise.
Tell you what, Erlen, you finally have two great scoutmasters here. We're gonna teach you how to kick ass.
You guys are almost as cool as Scoutmaster Denny.
God, I hate to hear that.
Instantly falls asleep. Okay, so everybody goes to bed except for Moonshine.
Yeah,
I'm out front. I'm checking Pawpaw for soft spots. I'm making sure Pawpaw.
His head weirdly has a soft spot.
Like, but I'm like making sure he didn't get hurt during the battle.
Right.
So like of like you would do like if you were inspecting like an avocado or a melon in the grocery store.
Right.
I'm doing that, like holding him by the tail, checking him for soft spots.
His skull feels like a soft avocado, and every time you press in his head, you see his eyes bug out, and he goes.
Is
like
that
one of those stress things?
Is that new?
No, it's always been like that.
It's always been,
always been like that.
So I'm just doing that for fun.
You're checking to make sure his skull didn't get harder than a soft avocado.
Just normal level of pawpaw manginess.
Yeah.
Just some knotted fur and
classic
such.
Pawpaw.
If pawpaw's soft in all the right places, then I'm going to go and enter my trance.
Cool.
I'm going to start loudly chanting Melora.
Everybody wakes up. Nobody gets their spells back. Okay, so you're in a trance for about 4 hours. You do see near the end of your trance, you see the winged kobold coming up from the guard towers in the front and flying out to the back, and he starts kind of hovering over the two back guard towers to kind of do recon.
Am I within 120 feet of him?
No, you guys are pretty far away.
All right, so we're just seeing like a silhouette.
You're not seeing anything.
Yeah,
you're
Moonshine
asleep.
Is.
Yes.
So he's doing like recon?
It looks like he's on guard duty.
Why would he still be on guard duty?
Interesting.
Maybe because we killed his wizard.
Why don't you go ahead and give me a perception check?
Too legit to crit.
You got a two?
Too legit to crit. Too legit.
Technically, I got a seven.
Hey.
Okay, a seven. Yeah, there's definitely a guy flying around there.
Seven cool. Legit to crit.
Can I do a perception check for Pawpaw?
What is Pawpaw?
I can roll for Pawpaw. He's not very perceptive.
Pray for Pawpaw. Roll for Pawpaw.
Pawpaw hits a nat 20, right?
Pawpaw got an 8, which is better than you.
Pawpaw,
I give Pawpaw minus 2 to perception.
I ask Pawpaw to mind what he sees because I can't see shit.
Can you speak to animals?
Nah.
Okay. So Pawpaw just goes. and he's just pointing his nose up at the
cool.
At the tower.
We start chanting Malora and go back into our trance.
Okay, you see the one guy casing kind of where you guys were before when you belayed down in that back tower, and you see out of the front tower in like the distance, you see another winged kobold fly off.
But he's still just flying around his castle, right?
No, he left.
Keep.
He's booking it.
He's going somewhere.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Damn it.
Okay.
Is he going to get more kobolds?
He might be taking the egg.
Oh.
How long is it? Has everyone slept for 8 hours?
No, not yet.
I would like to describe my dream.
Okay.
Another wet dream.
This one's only moist. It's just hard one. Just scaling a mountain. Just scaling.
Too,
just
brother.
Like glistening. Very moist, shiny bronze. And Pawpaw's there, but it's just Pawpaw, and he's also got like a big muscular body. But it's just Pawpaw's head.
And that does not produce the little stain.
Yeah, no. How big is the stain this dream
No,
makes?
No, no, it's under control.
Roll for stain. Roll for stain.
You gonna make me roll for stain?
No, I won't make you roll for stain.
Moonshine's there too, but like every time I look at her, the dream just like cuts off.
Too pure-hearted.
All right.
Okay, well, I think I'm just going to let it fucking be.
Yeah, I think you just report. I think maybe just report to us what you saw.
Okay. So I re-enter my trance yet again. I see something and I don't say something. Once again, I'm part of the problem.
Right.
Okay, a couple hours later, go ahead and give me another perception check.
Well,
something's happening.
Okay, well, I got 14.
Okay, you see that other winged kobold that had left fly back into his tower.
Ah.
That's heartening.
Okay.
That's good. Cool.
Maybe.
I acknowledge that.
Mental note.
Then I give Papa a raspberry on his tummy.
You do that for a full 2 hours until everybody wakes up to the sound of a possum
being raspberry.
Being raspberry.
Literal raspberry. Raspberry alarm clock, yes.
Erlen exposes his belly to hard one. Shake my head.
Okay,
where to next, Scoutmasters?
Y'all are going to stay here. I'll tie you to a tree if I have to. Hey, Bev, hard one, let's have a little chit-chat. How about everyone who's not a level 3 wears earmuffs?
anyone?
That's you, Fran.
Yes, ma'am, Scoutmaster.
And they all touch ears.
Wait, quick.
Ears.
Real quick, take the take the earmuffs off.
They can't hear you. You need to
Okay, I physically remove
them.
I say, for future reference, that's Scout Mistress. And then I put his hands back. Okay, so the kobolds there's something still going on there because those little winged ones are still doing surveillance and they left and then they came back. So I don't know if they're still guarding the dragon egg. That would be my assumption.
Maybe they just flew away to go to the bathroom?
They probably have a bathroom in the castle.
But if they had to take a shit, they might be embarrassed to do it.
I don't know what the plumbing
situation
is. Yeah,
there's a Starbucks somewhere in the swamp.
and a Timmy Hoos.
Tim
the one-winged kobold does not like Tim Hortons.
So he flies
He flies to Starbucks.
It's, it's the dead of night right now.
It is.
Oh,
well,
shit.
It is
they
8
have
p.m.
It, yes, they have good sight now.
So the sun has just gone down.
Okay.
So do we just rush that castle and try, or do we stealth in, and then if we find ourselves in the event that we need to fight, then we're ready?
Yeah, let's stealth in.
Okay.
We try to, I say we try to take them out and then look for that
one by one?
Tower. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's storm the castle.
We're all really good at stealth, so we should do that.
Well, no. I actually have a little something.
Oh?
If we're going to stealth, I would like to cast Pass Without Trace.
Oh, nice.
Whoa.
Which gives us all a plus 10 to our stealth checks.
Wow. Hell yeah, dude.
That's dope.
Yes. Level
Hell yes.
3.
That's level 3? What happens to our eyes at level 10?
Now, in order for me to cast it on you, we do have to do one big group hug.
I spent all night being spooned by Erlen, Durlin, and Cran. That's fine.
I'm going to also go ahead and bring the youngins in, and so I cast Pass Without Trace on all of them.
Are we touching hands?
Nope.
Yep.
No.
Touch hands.
We're touching
Not
everything. Okay. All right, sweet little youngins.
All right, so you give them stealth, too, so they can hide well?
Yeah.
Nice.
Scoutmasters, what is our mission?
Your mission
They're all standing in line saluting you.
Your mission is to keep the camp as clean as possible.
Oh, my poor. I can do that. And you see Erlen runs over and just starts fixing up some sticks.
Ardor's like, I can also put them back in the sacks.
That won't be necessary.
All right.
I don't know if you noticed, but they all have their hiding patches.
y'all are littered with patches.
Oh, yeah.
There's, like, very little real estate.
Halflings are very good at hiding and digging holes and living in those holes.
And creating unnecessary patches.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Why don't y'all do that while we're gone? Will you create an intricate system of holes under the ground that we could hide in later?
Green teens, it's tunnel time.
Tunnel time! And they all touch hands again and then just get down and like dogs start digging in the dirt.
I almost feel bad about this.
Yeah, I turn to Moonshine and whisper, I'm a little worried.
These kids weren't worth the cross.
They're already really deep and so tired. See, Durlin just passes out in the little ditch.
Yeah.
No one has a tunnel patch.
Nice moves, Erlen.
Thanks, man.
Cool. I think they're going to keep themselves entertained.
Good.
So we've got Pass Without Trace. So I say let's just start stealthing up back to that castle.
Are we, before we proceed, are we a little worried about leaving these green teens alone?
No, because she cast the spell on them.
Right, so they can stealth.
Okay, cool.
Well, then I'm also going to tell them, you should be stealthing the whole time.
Is there a secret password when you guys get back?
Yeah. I'll let Beverly choose it.
Okay.
He knows what y'all like.
The secret password is Bronze Ash.
Wow.
And just in case anyone forgets it, it'll just be us coming back. So you'll see our faces.
What if a bullywug wizard pretends to be you, Scoutmaster Hardwood?
Fine, we'll say Bronze Ash.
Bronze Ash.
Bronze Ash.
Don't have to repeat everything in his
sentence. Quieter. Remember, shh, we're having stealth fun. We're having fun stealthing.
Right. Let's sneak around. They just start sneaking around and playing tag, but real quiet.
Tag, you're it.
Tell me about these youngins. How did you get mixed up with them? And do you think what they're doing is charming?
I feel like I used to, but I don't know. Ever since I met you guys, they seem a little less cool. Pretty much all of this seems a little less cool. I think maybe I like hanging out with y'all. Is that okay?
I give him a good hair tussle.
You got a taste for decapitation. I like you, kid.
Yeah, I give him a good hair tussle, and I give him my second thumbs up of my life. Once again, it's kind of crooked.
That said, I still do love badges very much.
Yeah, we'll keep doing that.
Okay.
Keep doing that.
Okay, so which way are you guys stealthing in?
I think we should stealth towards the front so we don't have to swim.
Yeah. They're in the rear two towers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Cool. So you see, the one winged kobold is going around the back two towers.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you guys are going back around the front.
Yep.
Yep.
You guys go back around the front. You guys are in the front of the castle.
Now, is there a drawbridge? I'm trying to remember.
The drawbridge is gone. Mm-hmm. It's just an archway with like two hanging chains. There is water in the front here, but it's only like 3 or 4 feet deep. So you guys can either be up to your chests or you can be swimming down.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
Yeah, I just didn't know if there was anything special we could use to like stealth. But
you want to do like a little chicken thing on my shoulders?
I would love that very much.
Cool.
That won't make you easy to spot at all.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, no. If it gives you disadvantage, you still got plus 10.
That's cool.
I think there's only so much we can fail.
How are you guys doing this?
I think we just wade through and get to the front
so
of
you guys
the castle.
Swim
I'll give
underwater.
You a piggyback later,
cool.
Kid.
Okay.
Let me see if anybody sees any of
We're feeling
of
real confident
ripples.
About that plus 10.
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
These guys don't have their sunlight sensitivity anymore, so
no.
Let's see. He did not roll well, so... Oh, you guys have a plus 10?
Yep.
Roll to just see if you do amazing.
That's
I did pretty amazing.
27, I guess.
Oh. Holy
shit. I got
shit.
A 29.
Wow, and I thought I did amazing. I got the lowest score with a 25.
Oh, shit. Actually, wait, I got even more than that because my stealth is decent. I got a 31.
You know what? We're turning a new leaf. We're turning a new leaf
level
here.
Three.
I'm so proud of you guys.
Okay. Band of Boobs is a professional fucking campaign now.
There's nothing funny about this. Just precise, devastating play.
Mid-passing. I Googled metagaming, and that's all I play. That's all I do now.
Oh, yeah. We're also all at third.
You're at third.
HP, right?
You're at third
yeah.
level. And you're at full HP.
Yeah. I Googled how to be good at having fun.
How to be good and not have fun.
Yeah.
Which is even better D&D.
But we're
absolutely.
Stealthing, so can we assume that like right now we're doing it so well, can we assume that we're sort of moving in a way that it's not even that we're hiding in the shadows as much as we look like we belong.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
We're moving with
like
almost,
we own the damn place.
Yeah.
We
you
are
guys, you guys are the wind, essentially.
Can we do that thing? Can we do that thing where like there's a corner? And then we all peek our heads around the corner.
Yeah, can we?
You,
since we roll
you
so well.
Absolutely can.
Yes!
So you guys swim up so silently.
Uh-huh.
So fucking silently.
Silky.
You guys swim up underwater. You guys get to this archway. You guys all peek your heads around, sitcom style.
Yeah, it would go Beverly Bottom.
Yeah.
Then Moonshine,
uh-huh.
then Hard One, and then Pawpaw at the very bottom.
Oh, I was thinking Pawpaw pops out at the top after
or just out of your cleavage.
Yeah, that's better.
He starts loudly
like a little
screeching.
Snake being born out of an egg.
And then we cut around to reveal that y'all
it
are.
It sounds like an egg cracking when it comes out of my cleavage.
And this with the hiss too.
Okay, so you guys see. When you look in, you see there was this mess hall that Moonshine had seen before where they were cutting up tables.
Right.
You see this cut up broken table. But what really catches your attention is you see two beefy kobolds.
Nice.
Like,
whoa. Less lean. Not
dude,
quite as
lithe
as they
are. Less lean. Like definitely a higher body fat percentage,
right.
But yeah. Still
more
just a couple
mass,
of beef
no
cakes.
Definition.
Just a couple of beefcakes, really. Two beefcakes.
Yeah.
With shields and little swords. And they are waiting at the door.
Are the swords actually little, or do they just look little in their big, beefy hands?
They're actually regular-sized swords, so if anything, they look huge.
Oh, yeah, to me.
All right, so they're standing guard.
They look like they're waiting to jump through the door at something.
Okay.
Oh, maybe the dragon is being hatched.
Interesting.
I think we need to assassinate them.
I think we need to perception check to see like what.
Yeah,
we
you
can
do it. You can do a perception check.
Yeah,
or insight.
Oh, insight's good. Oh, that's a 16.
Ooh, that's good. Let me see. Let me see how Moonshine's doing if she's.
My perception check is an 11.
Okay, that's
I got
not bad.
15.
You guys watch for a little bit. They seem like they're kind of waiting for something to happen. They're
okay.
waiting to jump in.
All right.
There's sentries waiting for us, I think.
Yeah, yeah. They're waiting for someone to come and do exactly what we were about to do.
I think that we should... Does anyone else have long-range attacks other than me?
I have javelins.
I got throwing axes.
Yeah. You actually don't have any javelins. Your one sank and you broke your other one up.
No, I had five to start.
Did you have five?
Yes. Okay. I've been keeping track of my javelins.
All right, then you have three.
So you have three more to destroy.
You have three
exactly,
more to break.
And I will destroy them.
They are expendable.
You also have all of Erlen's javelins because he has never thrown one in his life.
He gave them to me as a precious keepsake.
Sweet. You want to chuck some weapons at these guys?
Yeah. Can we do a coordinated thing where we do like a 3-2-1 and then we each launch something?
Oh, that's fun.
You absolutely can. These guys are pretty beefy. You guys think you're going to take them out?
Yeah, they're beefy, but so am I.
Yeah, what sort of diet are they on?
They look like they're on keto.
Oh, shit.
Really?
Yeah, they're pretty beefed out.
That's cool.
Have they eaten?
I look at Beverly, I'm like, you know, a little cardio goes a long way.
A normal little kobold is like 2 feet tall, uh-huh, and they look like they probably weigh like 25 or 30 pounds. These guys look like they weigh 80 pounds.
Wow.
Whoa.
Now that we're in the area, though, I will say I could turn into a giant wolf spider now and then climb, because I have spider climb, so I could go find out what's happening in the
back.
That's
cool.
That's really good.
Okay, so I'm going to do that.
Spider.
I'm going to stealth. So now would I have plus 10, plus 7?
Yes.
Oh, that's a stealthy spider.
So I'm gonna transform into a giant wolf spider.
Okay.
It's really visceral and looks so painful.
You just hear her bones crunching. Papa as they twist concerned and turn. Papa is freaking the fuck out.
I'm gonna tuck Papa into your
into my backpack?
Into Beverly's cleavage?
No, into Beverly's he's wears like a little plate mail, doesn't he?
Yes.
No, put him on my sash. I got him like a little baby.
Oh,
like,
okay. Baby Bjorn?
Yeah. I'll put him in your sash.
Okay, for future reference, Papa could also go into my beard.
I don't know.
Oh, that's good.
As a little nest.
I feel like just for like now sash. We'll do sash.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. I like Papa
gonna
too.
Be great
that's
too.
All.
Crossbow bolt, shoot out. I'm just kidding.
And then I turn into a giant wolf spider.
Okay.
And I scale the walls back to ghost by.
Great. Roll a stealth check. You are probably going to get by these guys because they rolled a 2.
This is a dumb question. Are the doors open?
No, that door is closed.
So how is she getting through?
Because there's no ceiling.
I'm spider climbing.
Oh, right. There's no ceiling, duh.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what did you roll for stealth?
31. Doors.
31. Holy shit.
Huh.
Okay. So you crawl
out. Are there
out.
Any spider webs?
There are no spider webs. No big ones for a giant wolf spider. There might be some tiny ones if you really want to look around and look for some little baby spiders.
That seems like a good use of my time.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, you use your full action to do that. So you skitter.
Maternal instincts.
You skitter across the ground, this disgusting big spider. You climb up the wall and you look down into that sleeping area where you had seen the kobolds could climb up the ladder and get into the chapel. So you can see into the chapel and you can see down into the sleeping area. So go ahead and roll me a perception check.
15.
Okay. Down in the sleeping area, you see that there are kobolds sitting in their little like haystacks that they sleep in, but they're just waiting.
They sleep in haystacks?
They sleep in pelts and stuff. So there's
goddamn
little pelts
heathens.
And stuff.
Why? You're going to be in a castle. Don't sleep in a haystack.
How's their dental hygiene?
It's probably terrible. Not great. Not great.
Okay, so they're sleeping in their haystacks.
They're not sleeping. They're sitting on top of their pelts and stuff, the things that they sleep on. Uh-huh. They're sitting there, and they're waiting for something.
Do I see the egg?
You do not see the egg, no.
Gotta get that egg.
I would now like to do a perception check on Dark Chapel.
Great. So the Dark Chapel's on the second floor, which is eye level to you. So you look over to your right.
I look over for big whopping 23.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah. Good rolls. Here come the good rolls.
There we go.
So sorry, 22.
Okay.
Still?
Oh, shit. No, you don't see anything. You look over to your right into the Dark Chapel. You see that the three tables that were being built, presumably to sacrifice the green teens on, and there are bullywugs hiding under it, looking like they're ready to pounce and jump down.
What?
Bullywugs? Hiding under?
Under tables.
Bullywugs and kobolds working together?
Okay.
Or not working together.
Oh,
the bullywugs. Yeah, they're fucking. We're spying on a battle that's about to
happen. Faction war,
are we?
Yeah.
Okay, so I scurry back and I'm still a giant spider. Oh, no, I can't talk to you guys when I'm a giant spider.
Yeah. Well,
so shapeshift out. It's, again, really painful. You hear my bones reforming. It's so visceral. And then I tell you guys what I saw.
Well, before you do that, I finished showing Hard One the cat's cradle that I was teaching him.
I'm mildly impressed.
So then you remove the middle finger, loop back the ring fingers, and oh, she's back.
I can't believe this is the same.
He's just
kid
loudly banging around while
collects fucking teeth.
So yeah, I don't know if the bullywogs are, I don't know if this is like a big siege that they're all working together or if they're against each other.
There's bullywogs here too?
Yeah.
Huh.
Hiding in the dark chapel room.
Seems like some sort of faction war.
I feel like we can just, can we just hang out and wait and see what happens?
Would it be crazy to, I'd like to like get it started.
Ooh.
I wonder if...
Spark the powder keg, yeah.
I wonder if we did, if I did some kind of ranged attack, if they would assume it was bullywogs or something like
cool
that.
Yeah.
Do you think that's worth it?
Do we have anything that would register as a bullywog weapon? Otherwise, they might be suspicious.
Did we grab anything?
Oh, javelin and spears.
Oh my God, wait. Don't we... Oh no, you gave your bullywog
thing away. Let's do another bullywog
oh, no
mating call. Turn this thing into a fucking orgy, baby.
Wait. Maybe
that's
you should
what the
do a bullywog sound. Not necessarily a mating call. Okay, or we could just, I don't know. What do you guys think we should do?
I like the idea of killing one of these guys by the door.
So are we going to put, are we going to train all three of our attacks on one guy? Or are we going to do like two on one and one on the other?
I think we should probably try and take out both of them if possible,
yeah,
right?
Okay. Same time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm probably going to use ice knife. And are they within 5 feet of each other?
Yes.
Then it, if I hit, it would do damage on both of them. So I'll try ice knife.
Cool. I'll throw my throwing axe at whichever one is slightly beefier. If cool there's one guy that has just like a bigger, like bigger pecs.
Yeah, the one on the right looks like he does a lot of squats and his ass is very plump.
Oh, nice. So is mine. So I'm going to go okay after that dude.
Okay. So are you guys basically all throwing stuff at the same time?
Yeah. We're going to do a 3-2-1.
All on the same guy or on different guys?
No. I'm doing it on the other guy, the one with the less plump ass.
Yeah.
Okay. The one that does all vanity.
Who's going plump ass? Who's going no plump ass?
I'm going plump ass.
Okay. Hard one's on plump ass.
I'll go big pecs.
Big pecs.
Yeah.
I'm on that flat ass.
On the flat ass, okay. So hard one, go ahead and throw your axe at plump butt.
But we're doing this all simultaneously.
And roll with advantage, because you guys snuck up on these guys like crazy.
Hell yeah.
I got a 13 ranged attack.
You only got a 13. Okay, yeah. With advantage?
14. I got 14 plus
yeah, with
5,
advantage.
So 19.
Well, fuck my dick, I think I got a 9.
Okay, and you rolled two
d20s roll
and picked
twice
the higher one?
Yeah, I did. And I rolled a 5 each time.
Wow, frankly.
Cool. Are you using the right dice?
Oh, this is a D4. Which is amazing that I rolled a 5.
Okay.
I got 13.
Okay, and you're throwing like an icy magic dagger?
It is a shard of ice.
Okay.
Oh, wait, you know what? Technically, I got an 11, not a 9.
Oh, and hey, hit or miss, the shard explodes, and each creature has to make a dexterity saving throw or get 2d6 cold damage.
Okay.
Good shit.
Okay, they failed their saves.
Nice.
So
everybody roll their damage, and then I'll tell you guys what happened. So hard one, you missed.
But did I hit?
You missed also.
I missed.
With an 11, you missed.
But they each take 8.
8 damage.
I got an 8.
You got an 8 damage also.
Icy damage.
Ooh.
Okay.
And then also a javelin.
Nice.
Hard one throws his axe at the plump ass, but focuses a little too hard on the plump ass. And ends
as
up throwing
big as
it a
the
little
ass
high.
Is, I still miss the ass.
It clangs loudly against the wall. Beverly throws his javelin and does stab the other guy in his flat ass. And he goes,
what? It was such a small target.
As Moonshine is shocked at the hilarity of it and misses a little bit with her ice dagger, but it hits the wall and shatters, and you see icicles stick to these guys and hurt them, and they go, they're behind us! They're not coming in the room! They're behind us! Everybody roll initiative.
All right.
Oh, they didn't go down?
I wonder, did they see us throw the weaponry, or could we like...
They did not see you throw the weaponry.
If our
they
initiative,
just got hit.
So yeah. If our initiative was hypothetically higher than theirs, we could try to hide.
Yeah. You could. I suppose you also had a surprise round, so if you guys basically want to throw it and then just go back into the swamp...
They didn't see us. Let's hide and see if we create, if we spark
hide?
The war.
Yeah.
Between the bullywugs and the
okay,
and the
so you guys are just gonna go kind of back in the water, or are you guys going back in the forest? Where
maybe
are you guys
we should
going?
Go in the water.
Should we like duck into like a wall behind the flooded room?
So you guys are gonna go to the right into the flooded room.
Yeah.
Cool. So you guys,
we still have plus 10 for our stealth.
Yeah, we have
right?
it for
great.
Like an hour.
So you guys threw your stuff kind of as you were running over to the flooded room.
Yeah.
So we'll say
yeah.
you didn't even have to roll initiative. That was just your surprise round. That was your
honestly,
action.
Honestly, that's why I missed the dude.
You guys are just like, wait, so are we running and throwing at the same time? And Hard One is just completely distracted and just clangs off the wall.
I do want to be trying to overhear.
Great. Yeah. So you guys run over through the open doorway to the right into the flooded room.
Can I real quick, if we're not in initiative anymore, can I check, like do like a quick glance to see if there are any bullywugs in the water, or like would I know that?
You have to just get in the water.
Right,
if you're
cool.
And you guys are going to need to do stealth checks getting in the water because you guys are running.
All right,
you guys just threw stuff and are getting in the water.
Love this water.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame, named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up. They are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
You know what, guys? I rolled a one, but guess what? Hard One does studied his character. Oh, wait, no, shit. I don't get...
No, you don't. That's just an automatic...
Oh, no.
That's
oh,
a
no.
failure.
Oh, no.
I studied my character, and I know that sucks.
No, Hard One, you studied my character. I get to reroll in once.
That was a watch this moment.
That was.
Okay, so
watch
you guys...
this.
You guys, I studied my character, and...
Hold on.
And I failed big time.
Well, you know what? I actually have a plus 4 for stealth, so that's 5, and a plus 10, so that's
my friend,
15.
You rolled the nat 1. You fell in that water.
Oh, no.
Okay, so you guys...
Jake's like, I studied for chemistry. What do you mean it's a math test?
Leads the way, throws the axe. It clangs. He's so ashamed of himself that he keeps watching it like a bowler who just threw really poorly, just hoping it'll turn at the last second and hit. As he falls into the water in the flooded room.
My God, you're a fucking
You
mess.
See these two kobold big beefy oaf. Dudes. These two big beefy oaf. Dudes go, Oh, they're behind us. They're not coming in this room. They're the other way. Everybody roll initiative.
All right. Great job. Cool stealth.
17.
That's 12.
Uh-oh. That's 6.
Moonshine, you act first. Hard One just fell in the water. You're standing in the doorway there. Beverly's right behind you, and these two guys are at the doorway leading to the sleeping area, and they've turned, and they're looking at you.
Can I use my bonus action before my action?
You sure can.
Okay, then I will. Shalala, my
up.
Scimitar, and then I want to try to, like, assassin style, like, grab one of them back with my shalala.
You want to try to grapple him?
Yeah, I guess I don't want to fucking do that. Okay, I'm just going to fucking attack him.
Moonshine just runs up crazed and tries to smack him. Are you symbiotic entity or anything?
No, but I still got my halo spores even when I'm not.
Cool, do it up.
That's ooh. Definitely gonna fucking hit.
You going after...
That's
going
to be a 23, because I got Shillelagh.
Dope. Are you going after no ass or plump ass?
Mm. I'm going after...
No ass has been hit a little bit more, but they're both still looking pretty healthy.
They're both still looking
pretty plump and firm.
Still healthy.
Then you know
runs.
What? I'm still riding that flat ass.
Okay.
Good. Leave plump ass for me.
All right.
You're in the water, dude.
Okay, I'm guessing 23's going to hit.
Down, 23 hits. 23 hits.
And then I'm going to hit him for 10.
Ooh.
10. Dope.
And then I'm going to halo spores him for 3 more. So I hit him and then smear some spores from my lip onto his
oh
lip.
Oh, my God.
You smack him with your shillelagh. You wipe spores in his face. He goes like, what the hell's wrong with you? And that is going to be those guys. So the one that you just spored is going to swing at you with his sword.
Oh, shit, y'all.
And he is getting a 16 to hit.
Oh, that's gonna hit.
That is only a 2. 2 damage.
Nice!
He swings again. He gets 2 attacks.
Oh, motherfucker.
And he's gonna hit again for 4 damage.
So he hit me for 6 total.
Yes.
Okay.
This other guy is going to disengage. He opens the door and runs back into the other room.
Fuck.
And he yells, everybody, they're in the front! They're in the front! And you hear everyone getting up and standing up.
Okay, we need to drag this guy into the water with us or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's smart.
That is going to be Hard One.
Or maybe we just need to kill him. Yeah, let's kill him.
I'm gonna kill him, and then everybody's gonna have to get into the water.
Murph.
Yes.
I just remembered something.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have my bullywug sleeping bag on me?
If you say that you brought your whole backpack
as
on your
a,
mission instead of leaving it at the camp.
As a standard.
Be an honest green teen. Would you have left your sleeping bag at the camp?
I think I would probably roll it up and put it with me in my backpack.
Okay. I think you're a little stinker, but I'll believe you. I think you might get your lying badge, but.
A green okay. teen is always prepared.
Okay. So you're going to try to get in your bullywug sleeping bag and pretend to be a bullywug?
Yep, that's what's going on.
Okay, wait for your turn, but that's
call.
Insane. Okay.
Oh,
Hard One, you're up.
Cool.
Yeah, do your dumb thing.
So you're in the doorway of this other room. You just splashed in the water, and that's what made them see you guys. Well, also, you threw stuff at them.
Right.
But
so one guy, Flatass is still in the room.
Flatass is still in the room.
He's hurt, and the other guy just ran into
the
room,
and
everybody is getting up.
And you hear loud yell. You hear, what? What? They were supposed to come in this way.
All right.
Oh, there's Tim Hortons. Put it away. Put away the Tim Hortons. Oh, I got coffee. I thought the wicked guy was supposed to find him, and then we were going to get him. Put the donut away. Oh, it's just eating a dog. Let me finish it. You hear one guy, like, furiously trying to, don't try to choke it down. You're going to choke, man.
We got a carbo load before the fight.
That's the plump ass dude.
Give me some of those holes.
Yeah, the other guy just went in there and ate a lean piece of chicken. Go ahead, Arnold.
I think we hide.
It's too late for me.
Oh yeah, you're
yeah. Moonshine's out.
Okay.
Also, a fight is a matter of seconds. So those guys will still. The other guys in the other room are still gonna have to get in here, and they will still have to roll initiative and stuff.
I also think we could hide if you kill him and then use your action to grab me.
Yeah. Or I'm gonna kill him and use my action to shut the door. Can I shut the door? This dude.
You can shut the door as a minor action.
Great.
Cool.
All right, so I'm gonna swing at this flat ass kobold.
Okay.
Swing at the flat ass kobold.
That is a 15.
That
there you go.
Just hits.
Oh,
God
good.
Damn right it does.
Roll your d12.
He's like, you don't got shit on me, man. I do squats all the time. I swear to God, I don't just do curls. I don't just do curls.
You can't skip leg day, bitch.
Oh, hell yeah. That is a 14.
Nice.
14. You slash this dude, and he looks like he's going to go down, but he's still barely alive.
And he just goes, fuck you, bro. I'm going to kick your fucking ass, man.
I have naturally skinny legs.
Just wait, man.
He starts.
But I still shut the door.
Great. So you close the door. And are you kind of standing? Are you kind of standing up against the door?
Yeah, I'm going to try to hold the door.
Cool. Great. Not a bad
that's
idea.
Good.
Hard one.
He's just threateningly whispering how much he can deadlift.
Okay, Beverly, that's you.
So are we...
You've got one guy in your room that's on death's door.
Yeah.
You've got Hard One trying to hold the door shut.
Yep.
And you hear lots of guys arguing over Tim Hortons in the other room.
Okay.
I want the last Boston cream.
Give me the holes.
Just stop fucking eating, man.
I'm going to pull out the sleeping bag.
Great.
And just kind of like hold it up and be like, what do you think?
I'm going to say, I throw it on, but also hit this guy.
Okay.
Can't hurt to throw it on, but this guy is
I'm going to say it is going to take a full action to put on a sleeping bag as a costume.
Hey, Bev, they're never going to buy you as a bullywog because you don't have the teeth for it. I'm sorry to tell you.
Damn it.
Oh, it's that's true, a fair braces. Point.
Wait, you haven't been to the dentist. That doesn't make any sense.
What if we use this as a distraction? What if we like threw it out there?
We got this guy on death's door.
Yeah, should we just kill him first?
I think so.
Okay. Unless maybe we could get some information out of him?
Sure, if that's...
These guys are pounding on the door.
Now
I don't
might
think
not
time
be the time it's true.
Anybody.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, what do you do?
Here's what I do. I take my sword.
Okay.
I point it at his throat and I say, what you're going to do is you're going to take this bullywug corpse, you're going to walk out there, and you're going to tell them that there's no problem. And if you don't, there's going to be a javelin through your throat in 3 seconds. Have a nice day.
Roll an intimidation check.
Okay.
I like this move.
Yeah,
I'm into
that's
this.
That's great.
All right. It's a 14. Oh, plus 6.
Okay. This dude goes, fuck, man, this little guy's hardcore.
I lick the tip of my javelin.
Oh my god, he's fucking weird, man. Oh, you're crazy, man.
So you just want me to go in the fucking other room and just tell him what? The other guy saw you, man. I mean, just give me your fucked up thing.
If you don't
tell them that this is the person that attacked and that you killed him and that there's not a problem anymore.
Yeah, all right.
The other people were just seeing things.
Okay.
Look at this patch. Look at this patch!
Yes, sir!
I point to my intimidation patch.
You got it. So he's going to walk over to the door. Oh, excuse me.
Hard One is very impressed with Beverly.
I have my javelin pointed right into his beautiful glute.
Are you... okay, so you're right behind him.
Yeah, I'm kind of following
him. But don't
behind.
Follow him in.
I don't follow him in.
So you're behind him so you can stab him.
Yeah, like right. Yeah, like he's going to creak the door open, but I do... I'm like in position to stab him if he makes the wrong move.
So he... cracks open the door and you see there's Cobalt like already at the door kind of trying to get in. He's like, stop guys, it's actually everything's all good out here. And then the other dude is just like, the fuck are you talking about? I saw there were 3 people. They were back there, man. No, man, everything's fine.
And you guys hear from above you,
they're here! The 3 of them are here!
And 2 bullywugs jump down. 3 bullywugs jump down from the second floor up at the chapel.
Oh, hell yes!
And try to swing on you guys.
Oh. Wait, on us?
Oh.
Why would you think they're not working together? They were trading with each other.
They were trading arms. I thought there was a...
man.
God
all right.
Damn it.
Our brilliant plan to spark a coup.
I thought
we were going to get to fight on the side of the bullywugs.
One of them crits.
Can Caldwell, like, can Beverly quick take an action, just poke him in the ass and
absolutely.
See if he kills him?
Yeah, you can kill him if you want. Stab him in his ass cheek and kill him.
Okay.
Just say good work, then stab him to death.
I say asses to asses, dust to dust, and I kill him.
No! That was the last thing I'll ever hear.
He dies. This one guy, and you see these bullywugs have like fresh, new, awesome swords.
Of course they do.
Oh.
Where'd they get those?
The one guy crits on Hard One for 12 damage.
God damn it.
Love to get critted.
The other
on.
One swings down on Beverly and misses, and the Hell other yeah. guy hits you for 5, Moonshine.
Oh, y'all, this is not going our way.
Okay, so now there's kobolds now trying to rush in.
I'm still holding the door, right?
You are. You can, yeah, you can, as like a minor action, slam the door back shut.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're just up against the door holding it shut.
I'm trying to hold it shut so we can just fuck with these bullywogs.
Great.
First.
Okay. Yeah. So, Moonshine, that is you.
Oh, that's me?
Yes.
How many bullywogs are with us?
3.
Yeah, I'm just going to swing my Shalala scimitar at the one that crit.
Great.
Actually, I'm going to do it at the one that didn't crit.
That okay, so the crit. One that hit you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The one that hit
Get
me,
some revenge.
Bitch.
Shalala him. Shalali.
It's going to be 16.
Oh, hey. My. 16 to hit? That does hit, yeah.
Okay.
Even with their beautiful new weapons.
And they're pearly white.
Do you like my new sword?
Then I'm going to hit him yeah. for 6.
You slash him across his chest, and he goes, oh, that hurt, but I'm still alive.
And then I'm going to snot rocket some spores into his open wound. For 3 more damage.
3 more damage. He's still alive, but he's on death's door.
That's that right. That's where you belong. Sweeping death's door.
That is going to be the strong ass kobold with the big butt.
He I
is
killed
going
him.
To try to, there's two. I no, you killed the flat ass.
But didn't the flat ass one, we killed flat ass, but I thought big ass one is locked in the room right
he
now.
He is locked yeah. in the room. He's going to
so
try
gonna
to
try
ram
try
through.
And...
Oh. Okay, yeah.
So oppose,
good fucking luck.
Oppose strength check against hard one. Hard yeah. one, roll your strength.
I'll roll my fucking strength. Watch this.
What'd you get?
You know what, buddy?
He only got a 7. What do you get on strength?
My strength is...
Should be like a +4.
Yeah, it is.
What did you roll?
It is +4. I got a 21, man.
You got a 21.
21.
Damn.
So I do hope you were watching.
Moonshine goes, sorry, what?
So
what happened?
On the other
did
side
you want
of
me
the
to
door.
Do something?
You fucking killed my bro. I'm gonna fucking kill you, man.
And then
you should have done some work on your biceps, brother.
And then you just, the faintest little ding on the other side, he goes like, ow, fuck my shoulder, man. It just worked out.
Yeah, man.
Fucking shoulder day, dude. That's
These
the
are the quads you wish you had.
That's the only reason
this
I can't.
This is the core you can't
That's
take.
The only reason I can't get in, bro.
These are the quads you wish you had. This is the core you
Dope.
Can't contain.
So hard.
I know, Hardwon, is that like your green team creed?
As Scoutmaster, I've been coming up with my own.
I love it.
Hard one. That
we
is...
should do like a session sometime.
I like that. Erlin and I were talking about some.
Hard one. That is your turn.
Okay.
So you can move enough to take an action and still go back, and I'll say you can still hold the door because
cool.
you're right there.
Yeah, I got 1 foot on
so
the door.
So you've got one guy that's on death's door that Moonshine just hit, and you've got the guy in front of you that just hit you.
Yeah,
and another guy
before.
That was trying to hit Beverly but missed.
And then
I'm
going to
swing my great axe at the dude that just hit me.
Great.
Smart.
Fucking blade to the teeth. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and that is, yeah, that's like a 22.
Dope. Hey. You super hit.
Oh!
Oh, your damage. Mm. You didn't roll a 19, did you? Because you got improved critical now.
No, I got it. It was 16.
Oh, 16. Still good. Still good.
Okay, that's 14.
He's super dead. Finish him.
Yes.
Nice. I'm winding up and just fucking axe through the teeth. Teeth through the back of the head, followed by the blade of the axe.
Oh, man.
Shattering them.
Cutting his
teeth.
He just yells, no! I was so excited to make all these new friends!
Hard one presses back up against the door. That is you, Bev. You got 2 bullywugs left, one who's on death's door, and one who's right in front of you. I mean, they're all close, so.
If I have a vine spell that is supposed to work on foes,
yeah.
could I use it to barricade a door?
Yeah, why not? You know what? I'll say if you use the attack to put like vines on the door, I'll give Hard One advantage on his strength checks against the other guys.
Nice. All right, I'm going to channel divinity with nature's wrath, which allows me to invoke primeval forces to ensnare a foe. As an action.
So you do it as like on the door?
Yep, spectral vines to grab the door.
Beverly throws up some vines on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Melora, that little one has just grown up.
It mucks up Hard One's pants a little bit.
I had the door.
I think the vines probably are a little handsy.
Yeah, they're kind of like just pinching Hard One's butt a little bit.
Now that's...
That's your action.
That's an action.
Yes.
Okay. As a bonus action, I'll cast Shield of Faith.
Great.
On who? I will give it to Hard One.
Great.
Cool.
Hard one, you've got plus two AC.
Great.
So cool. Your AC, I think, is 16, so now it's 18.
Yep. He's,
just
he's getting
AC.
That to me before.
Great.
Love it.
And I guess that's my turn.
Great. Cool. That is the Bullywugs. There are only two left. The one that just witnessed Beverly doing the vine thing is going to swing at him.
Did they think it was cool?
Cool trick, man, but unfortunately, I have to kill you now.
Fair.
You know, but
I rolled a one. Fuck me.
He just looks at the vines.
Wow, cool vines. I wish I could swing on them.
And then he just whiffs while looking at the vines and thinking that they're cool. The other guy.
Yeah, everyone is very distracted today.
Thinking about those vines.
The other guy swings at Moonshine.
Butts
oh, and he dinks. He rolls a three.
Yeah.
They're both just looking at the vines.
Okay, did that vine just pinch your ass, man?
You really should be focused right now.
The vines wave at him.
Cool. So that is going to be the kobolds in the other room. So
now we got vines and hard one. Mm-hmm. Which is stronger? Who knows?
Strong vines.
Cool. Yeah. So
my legs are trunks.
Cool.
So
hard one, go ahead and
trees
roll
and vines.
With advantage.
God
but these guys
rainforest.
Are also going to roll with advantage because, let's see, four of them are going to try to ram into it.
They're just all hyped up on Tim
That's
Hortons.
A nat 20.
Oh!
That's a nat 20.
Woo! Don't scream.
You feel
did come at my calves!
You hear the beefy bro that was on the other side? The beefy bro that was on the other side yelling. You hear a couple guys be like, get out of the way, man. Get out of the way. You hear four of them stampede all at the same time. They hit the door. They break the door. It comes off his hinges. Hard one holds it up and shoves it back in.
Oh,
and it
yes.
clicks back in the doorway.
That's
cool.
The mason, isn't
you
it?
Do hear you hear a couple kobolds trying to scramble up the wall.
Oh,
and
right.
You see one winged kobold from the scout tower in front of you guys flies down into the room to join you guys, and the one that was staking out the back of the castle flies up on top of the wall.
Got it.
Okay.
In this room. So he'll be able to attack you guys next turn. That is going to be Moonshine.
Do I see any of them on the rafters? Any of the kobolds on the rafters?
There is a winged kobold winged, up on one of the rafters.
The winged guy,
oh,
yeah.
But he's got wings.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll let him be.
He does look like a little wiener, though.
He does.
If it helps. He looks, he's for sure, he for sure
then
looks
you know
like a
what
wiener.
I'm going to do is I'm going to cast Chill Touch on that wiener up there.
You're going to Chill Touch a wiener?
I'm going to Chill Touch a wiener.
Okay. About time. This entire podcast has been leading to this moment.
This is one line.
Yeah, so I've got 120 feet, so.
Great. Yeah, he's right there.
Is 11 going to hit him?
11.
He is a wiener.
Is it gonna
chill
touch that
him.
Wiener?
Ah.
So I don't hit. So then I still say I'm not done with you, and I and I snot rocket some more spores into his the bullywog's gaping wounds.
He's dead. Finish him.
I channel my aura into the spores, and I make them grow into a beautiful phosphorescent mushroom garden.
Whoa!
And I say death is beautiful, y'all.
If how much
is.
Like
this is beautiful, but it's in my bloodstream,
and he explodes. Guts get all over hard one.
You just awesome. Disneyland World of Colored him.
Cool. That is going to be the kobold bro,
brobald,
the brobald,
brobald. Very good.
Who
very good
is going to?
Is he naked as well?
Naked? Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's super
oh
naked.
God.
He's super strong and super naked.
Is that distracting?
Kablam style.
Mm-hmm.
You guys remember Kablam?
Yeah.
No one.
Super
no one.
Strong
no one.
And super. No, I got you.
Yeah. Okay.
Action League. All right. Don't worry about it.
Strength check. Hard one. You got advantage because you got the vines there. So roll.
That's
again.
Another nat 20.
You got it. Fucking kidding me.
Damn, dude.
Oh my goodness.
I can't. All right.
This guy, you hear him walking back, go, out of the way, pussies, out of the way, out of the way, you little fuckers.
Everyone hears this and I just wink at Beverly.
He goes, I'm coming through! And you feel a loud bang. And then a bunch of other guys go like, oh my God, are you okay, man? Are you okay? And you don't hear him respond.
I flash hard one a two thumbs up and like I double wink, which is just closing your eyes.
Hard one, that is actually your turn.
Sweet. I'm gonna. Can I throw my axe at the winged kobold on the wall?
You sure can.
Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is a
that
18.
Wiener.
18, that hits.
Hey, if you can't chilly touch a wiener, just fucking throw an axe.
Okay,
at it.
And that is a.
So it's not gonna be a d12 to hit because it's a throwing axe.
Oh, right. It's a d6.
Yeah.
D6 is
it just
a
looks
normal
like a
dice.
Regular dice. It's the easiest one to find, man.
That's how big of a nerd like... I am now. I finally forgot what a regular dice is.
It's just Monopoly dice.
But that we'll is the fall. It. That's the fall from grace, isn't it?
You're just in Vegas. You're in Vegas. You're, just like,
you're in Vegas. Just
you're playing craps, and you're like, do we use a D8 for this?
So, okay, so I'm supposed to roll a 7, but like, is that a D12 or what?
Like longsword damage, or what is this?
Oh, shit. That is a 9.
You fucking kill this dude. Just dead eye. Just chuck it up after blocking this door. Hard
so
one is so
awesome.
Freaking God, alpha right fucking, now.
Yeah, does it?
Just
does
stops
it?
This dude.
Whenever
you hear
I
this
meet somebody
bang,
else with big quads, that's
just
what it is.
Moves back, still holding the door with his left hand. Right hand throws the throwing axe.
Can it boomerang
bang.
Fucking through his head and come back to me?
No, boomeranging is insane. I'm so sorry. I can't let it. It can like hook. It starts to. You didn't get a nat 20. It starts to like hook around. You just hear a clang.
It almost comes
it clangs
back.
On the floor. Yeah.
Where does he land? Where does the kobold land?
Oh my goodness. Okay, so the front of his face slides off as the axe goes through his eyes, and you see the back of his head goes into the like sleeping area, and the rest of his body plops forward. He just unceremoniously plops in the middle of the room.
Y'all, I want to steal
is
his
it
wings.
Cool if I catch the front of his face that fell off and toss Beverly a small tooth?
His little head fell in the other room.
Not too bad. We'll find it later.
We'll find it later. Don't worry.
Cool. That
we'll
is,
get you that tooth
you
belt
promise?
You've been trying
that
to make.
That is you, Beverly.
All right.
So you've got one winged kobold in the room with you guys, yep. And you've got one bullywug that's at full health.
Okay. I want to try something.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Is it an attack?
He's got that
yes,
look in his eye.
Such a powerful paladin, and yet...
All right, now, that, now that we're in a war, I would like to wear a sleeping bag and say that
no,
I'm
no,
his
no,
friend.
No, 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 no. I want to go after the winged kobold.
Okay,
but I would like for Hard One to throw me at it.
I thought the winged kobold just got
there's
killed.
Two.
There's
right?
two winged kobolds.
Oh.
One came from the guard tower.
I want
right.
to like get my
one is
sword
in the room
out.
With us, right?
One is in the room with you guys. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. He flew down.
I want to get my sword out and try and do an aerial slash on this kobold.
Okay, so
I like that.
Yeah,
great. Sweet. Get so you're gonna ready in action. You gotta ready in action until Hard One's turn.
Ready.
Okay. So you just pull your sword up, yeah. And this bullywug's just looking at you. Goes,
the fuck are you doing, man? Focus up.
I'm powering up. And he swings at you, and he crits.
Oh, it's funny when shit happens that we deserve, isn't it?
11 damage.
Oh my God,
no. You could have filled him cool. in one hit. You have all your spell slots back. You could have used smite and shit. Anyway. All
right.
Okay, that
no,
is the...
No. Beverly chose to go into a deep crouch.
That is the...
A deep, veiny crouch.
Constant consequences.
I've never seen a youngin' with such thick veins.
That is the kobold's turn. You do see two of them get up to the top of the wall.
Uh-oh.
And try to jump down onto Hard One. And they crit?
No,
what?
Dear me.
They
don't dang,
hit,
everyone's
they don't
slinging 20s
there
today.
Everyone's doing good rolls. Mom made dinner and the rolls are delicious.
Holy shit.
Oh no.
First guy does 11 damage.
What?
The other guy's going to swing.
What's 32 minus 11?
And he misses big time. He rolled a 3. So
he
lands, and these guys are actually going to take falling damage. They might fucking die because they just jump like
oh,
30
that'd
feet
be awesome.
Down. Oh my God, the guy who crits you because he like just fully suicide dives at you and then he splats on the ground like a fucking cartoon.
I whisper to him, that was honestly a pretty noble death.
I kick a tooth towards Bev.
Great, tooth flies over to Beverly. The Yuck. Other guy takes 2 damage. He's super hurt though. He goes, he like breaks a leg and he goes like, whoa, why'd I do that? Why'd I do that? Why'd I do that?
I didn't need to be a hero. Guys, nobody else do that.
These other 4 kobolds on the other side of the door are going to try to ram it. So give me another strength check.
Let's go one more nat 20. That is a, 15.
15. You hold it true.
Hell
yeah. Yeah.
You Hard feel one it holds true.
Bang, damn right.
You feel it them bang up against it, but you're able to hold it back. So the winged kobold is going to rush forward at Beverly as Beverly stands there with a
spear.
Oh,
come on.
And he hits.
How much does he hit me for?
He hits you for 4 damage.
All right. That's fine.
Okay. That is moonshine.
Can I get on my belly and look under the door for a line of sight so I can cast Earth Tremors?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so I do like a nice like downward dog slink into place on the floor.
Okay, great. You can, you know what? Give me a perception check.
9.
Yeah, you can okay. see under.
And then
you can see the feet of several kobolds, and you can see the like big dude is like rubbing his head and getting up.
Well, I'm hoping to knock him back down with, and then I cast Earth Tremors.
Great.
They do dexterity saving throws. Great. On a failed save, each creature takes 1d6 within that 10-foot range, takes 1d6 bludgeoning damage, and is knocked prone.
Okay.
If the ground in that area is loose earth or stone, it becomes difficult terrain.
Okay, roll a d6, and we'll say that's the damage for all of them.
Dope,
and I'll let you know if they get hit or not. 6.
Yep.
6, bitch.
Okay, let's see who passes their dexterity saving throw. So first guy passes. He gets out of the way as the earth starts to shake. Second guy fails. You see he falls and cracks his head $1 million baby style. And he's dead. He's gone.
Ooh.
Third guy saves. He jumps up. Other guy fails. He falls down and cracks his head. And then the big bro guy...
I just want to knock him back down.
He's actually, I'll say he was getting up, so I'll roll at disadvantage. He passed on the first one, and he rolled a 1 on the second one, so he'll take 6 damage. So he falls back down as he's getting back up. Oh, what the fuck? Fucking sheep.
Hard one.
And then I look back. Is there a bullywog still alive? Oh, yes. No.
Yeah, it's the one that hit me.
There's the one
but
that
he's still
hit.
Got. I look at that kobold that landed on Hard One, and I spores him.
Nice.
Spores.
Three spores.
Okay, cool. He's dead. He's gone. He goes down.
Oh shit! What a waste of your ready being ready to be thrown in the air.
Yeah. No, there's still a winged kobold.
There's still a winged.
Oh,
still,
oh yeah. I see. All right,
okay, great. That is.
I would never step on that. That move.
I'm still doing a cool thing. I'm still gonna be cool.
I might die, but I'm gonna die with honor.
Bro, kobold's turn. He gets up. He tries to ram the door again. Strength check, hard one.
Come at me, dude. That time it was a 10.
Okay, he only rolled a 5. So
we're both losing steam, but he lost more than me.
Yeah, just you hear him on the other side. I'm gonna wear you the fuck out, bro. I'm gonna wear you the fuck out.
I love this nemesis for hard one.
You gotta caution against the hubris, bro.
No, man. I'm gonna get you. You seem fucking... I wish, like, if things were different, we would work out together, I feel. I respect you, but I hate you. I fucking hate you, man.
Oh, he's losing it.
This is just toxic. This is toxic masculinity is what this is, man. Just fucking let me in.
You can't even grow
I'm
a beard,
to
dude.
Be the strong one.
Yeah, keeps shoving a bag in his face.
Okay. That is going to be... That is you, hard one. So you can now throw Beverly if you would like.
Sweet. I'm gonna toss the kid.
You toss the kid. Bev, yes! roll with advantage on an attack roll on this winged kobold.
19. Let's see if I can do better. Woo. Okay, 19 plus 5.
You super hit.
Yeah! All right. I have my sword out, right?
Yes.
9.
9 damage. He's dead. Winged kobold goes down.
Yes.
Bye bye.
Finish him.
All right.
You come down from the air.
Okay.
What happens?
I'm up in the air. Is he just floating in the air, or is he like on a rafter?
He was down on the ground. He was like waiting for you guys.
Dude, skewer him like a kebab. All right.
So yeah, I think like if he was on the ground, then hard one throws me, and I just kebab him.
Cool. Right before he dies, he goes. Killed by an airborne enemy. How ironic.
No, I like that.
And I do take one of his teeth.
You stab him through the head and rip out his tooth.
He had a gold tooth. It was cool.
So you guys are in an empty room.
Mm-hmm.
Moonshine is still looking under the door.
Yeah.
You can see two kobolds still kind of working. And you see the bro kobold is still just like panting up against the door. And you also, go ahead and give me a perception check.
Can be a
nat one. Okay,
what do I see?
You see there are some ants under there, believe it or not. Believe it or not, a lot of bugs get in here because
y'all, we got an infestation.
There's no roof, so you know, bugs just get in.
I gather my
you
picnic
see some skeeters,
back into my
you
pack
see some skeeters under there
because I Pawpaw ain't sharing.
Pawpaw eats a skeeter and you see he starts going. It like bit him on the tongue as he was going.
This is not lunchtime.
He starts scratching.
It's
he scratches
time.
At his tongue with his little claws.
Quit, you dirty beast. beast?
Oh, wait, there's still a bullywug in the room. Okay, you. Oh, oh yeah. Sorry. You guys still have one bullywug in the room with you guys.
Uh-huh. And also a bunch of ants.
And he's almost dead, right?
He has actually not been hit. Beverly has just been ignoring him.
Cool. Right.
Okay. All right. Wait, so whose turn is it?
It is now that bullywug's turn. Mm-hmm. So he is going to now rush over to Bev.
Like
and he
fun.
Crits. I have
Excuse
fucking.
Excuse me?
I can't. It's insane.
Damn. Why can't you be rolling
so
for us?
Okay.
How much does he crit for?
I rolled bad on damage, so it only does 6 damage.
Okay, great.
Bev, what are you at?
I'm at 11.
Okay,
so
damn.
This bullywug.
I'm also pretty fucked
not
up.
Great.
I'm at 10.
Yeah.
This bullywug slashes you, then that is back up to you, Moonshine.
Things are getting pretty serious here.
Uh-huh.
I gotta look up a spell real quick.
I really don't want to have to like retreat to the green teens and sleep again. I don't want to have to do that.
Yeah, there's only 4 people left in this castle that we know.
Oh,
of.
Oh, we're definitely gonna have to retreat and sleep.
It's a ghost castle.
I'm going to. Oh, this is a bonus action. Okay, so first I'm gonna take my shillelagh, go after Bullywug.
Go for it.
And I say, "Join your brothers, you family-oriented pieces of shit." And
you
I
mean
hit him
for like
8.
A jamboree?
Yeah, yeah, the final jamboree, and then I hit him for 18.
In hell.
18, that hits.
Yeah.
Jamboree in hell.
And then I hit him for 10.
10.
It's fun. The
he is on death's door.
And then I spores him.
Oh, he's dead. Finish it.
Please have mercy!
And then I just hawk a loogie of spores in my hand and slap his face.
That's cool.
Oh, whoop, my whoop. Goodness.
Join your brothers
and
in the dark jamboree.
And then, as a bonus action, I would like to cast my second level healing spirit.
Whoa. Right.
Which is just going to be in the corner of the room, and anytime any of us goes there and enters that space or starts a turn, we get 1d6 hit points back.
Wow.
There's just a healing spirit?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
A healing spirit for, it's for a minute. So
great.
It's like for a battle.
What's the spirit's name?
It's an effigy of Pawpaw. It's like a giant Pawpaw.
Is
it's
it a giant Pawpaw?
Ghastly Pawpaw.
Is it the Pawpaw
sweet,
from
noble
my dream?
Yes,
the jack
it's
pawpaw.
A big Pawpaw that says, "Come to me if you need healing, Beverly."
And he's got
Beverly
like
thinks he's dreaming.
What's he talking
he's
about?
He's got like
Beverly?
Some. He's got like some like pregnant looking nipples that you can
just
go.
Buff nipple to Pawpaw. Suck from my teats and be healed.
Nurse from my udders, Beverly.
Come suck at my udders.
And then I'm gonna also run into the space and get a D6.
Yeah.
Suck at my teats, mother.
Thank okay. you, Papa.
Moonshine, you see Moonshine just fillet a giant buff possum's teat. And she
and
looks
say,
she looks better
y'all,
for it.
Y'all, the yeah. milk is warm.
Hardwood is like, I might rather die, but thank you.
I rush, I guess, wait, it's not my turn, but I try to play it cool, but I am going to start sidling towards Mega
cool.
Mega Pawpaw.
It is actually the kobold's turn.
Uh-huh.
But you hear on the other side of the door, you hear the guy go,
Hey, bro, can we talk?
Can we oh, talk? Shit.
No.
I want to, we can talk to this dude.
You, yeah, hear, you hear whispers on
combat.
The other side.
You guys got to get some more healing. But okay, yeah, play him.
All right, man.
Okay.
What's how much do you squat?
Can I be okay? Do you want me to be honest with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm only like 2 feet tall, and I only weigh like 80 pounds. So I do like 110 pounds, which is like a lot more than my body weight.
That's awesome,
so like,
man.
You should respect that. Cool. Thanks. Cool.
I do,
cool.
I do,
means
I do.
A lot that you do.
All right. What else?
Okay. So check it out here. We're a pretty craven bunch. I don't super want to fight anymore. Okay. So. We knew you guys were coming back, and you guys fucked up the bullywugs, you fucked up us, so we said, hey, bullywug king, you can come live here, you could be our king, because you killed our other guys. So the bullywug king is fucking here, man. So if you guys just want it, like, he is hiding up in the tower, so I'm willing to sell him out if you guys just let us open up the door and run off into the swamp.
Tell you what, we're gonna let you live, but you gotta kill those other 2 kobolds with you.
Oh!
Go ahead and roll a
hell
persuasion
yeah.
check.
Moonshine does a quiet, breathy, y'all.
Let's just see what my persuasion
oh my
thing is.
Hard ones?
12? Okay, let me see what he rolls.
Beverly is like watching Hard One's muscles kind of flex involuntarily.
He rolled a 3, so he is so easily convinced. He just goes like,
All right, man, but you better get me the fuck out of this.
And he goes like, Bill and Phil, guys,
all the Cobalt's names, right?
Guys, Bill and Phil, you guys just turn around. If we can climb up the wall, they said, well, let us out. I'm so fucking sorry. And you just hear, I'm sorry, Bill. And you hear Phil being like, dude, you just fucking killed Bill.
And he stabs Phil too. And then you hear silence. He goes, all right, man, we cool?
Hard one opens the door.
All right, hey, man, thanks.
We're fucking dab this dude up.
They do, like, the Predator high five, where they, like, clench hands. They're so muscular.
Oh, my God.
I had to get down on one knee to give it to him.
Just this little mini beefcake.
I'm proud of you, little dude.
Oh, thanks, man.
This kid's a regular Derlin.
Y'all, before we completely exit combat, can y'all just come get some healing milk?
Oh, yeah.
I run over.
Since we have it for a minute.
What's up with this healing milk?
You're not touching it.
I can't
Sorry.
Get in on it?
Aren't you lactose intolerant?
Oh, wait, no. We should let him do it, because if he's going to help us kill this Bullywog King, maybe we can.
I'm down. Yeah. I actually... Yeah. So here's the thing. You guys killed my whole family, and I killed some of my family. So
can I do a
I'm
perception?
Lost out here, man.
Can I do a perception check?
They were just my friends, dude.
Do you want to do insight?
Yeah, I want to do an insight check to find out if
we trust this guy.
I am...
Nine.
He just seems freaked out.
Okay. I'm over at the teat, and I'm like, what's going on? Who's this guy?
Oh, just wondering if I could ask. Yes, Beverly, suck from the teat of Pelor.
That's like,
Malora,
I feel bad. I made him kill his two friends. I'm just a tiny little taste.
Yeah, just a little.
Okay,
maybe they can get a couple, because we have it for a minute. Maybe they can
Well, he
like,
has six nipples, so maybe
two.
We all just hop on one, right?
Yeah, I think that'll bring us closer together.
Let's all go have like a nice little orgy with Papa.
I think I'll let the DM say how.
So real Papa also drinks from Phantom Papa's milk. You guys all
Papa,
drink.
Quit being greedy. You're drinking too much. And then I'm gonna slap the kobold's face away so that he doesn't get as much as the rest of us.
He's really ravenously going at his.
There's a lot of protein in there.
Sharp
teeth.
Protein, so
bro.
Careful.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, stop.
This is like a power.
What
like
is
a
this little
milk.
Dragon rat doing at my nip? Get him off.
I slap him.
Do you have the cookies and cream?
Sorry, yeah.
Get it, little lizard man.
Mine tasted like mint, dude.
Mine was raspberry.
Wow.
Yeah.
So like whatever
name?
We imagine.
Hey, what's your name, bud?
My name's Josh.
Hey, Josh, I'm Beverly.
Nice to meet you.
Phil, Lil, Bill, Josh.
Guys, you know what? I feel like... You're my new family, and I say that because you killed my family, and I don't have a family now.
That's fair. That's equivalent.
Sweet man.
Sure, Josh. Why don't you prove your worth before you start making declarations?
Take us to the king.
Take us to the king, and you lead the way.
Yes, ma'am.
You guys suddenly hear...
We're still stealthing.
You're still stealthing.
Yeah. Do we... What health restoration do we get?
What was it, a D6?
So it's a D6, but can we get, like,
D6?
A little more?
Yeah, because you guys did it out of combat, so you got a couple rounds of it.
So...
Yeah.
How long does it last?
It lasts for a minute.
Oh, dope. Okay, so that's like 10 rounds. So you guys are sucking at this teat
so
for like a
full
minute.
Health.
If you guys suck at this teat for a full minute,
no breath.
And we just
dude.
Stay here making
beer
teat sucking sounds
teat.
For a full minute,
uh-huh.
You guys can have full health back.
We have full stealth. We are stealthily slurping the teeth.
Stop nibbling. Do not nibble. Mother.
It's crunchy.
Mother, this hurts.
It's crunchy.
Mother,
someone's doing it sensually.
Stop. Okay. You over there. Cut it out.
The kobold is just flicking his tongue on it.
Okay. You guys suck this milk for full health. You suddenly hear like a splash, like somebody jumped out of the tower out back.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he might have. He's turning tail and running.
Oh no!
Is that the king?
That's the freaking king. He had a guy with him too.
If you want family, you better go get him, huh?
Let's all go.
You better earn your milk. You gotta earn your milk.
All right, guys, pound it up. Pound it up. He holds a fist out for you guys.
I dap.
Tiny little dap.
Okay, Josh leads you guys.
I give him a thumbs up.
Josh leads you guys through the door. So you guys run through the sleeping area. Josh leads the way. You guys go up into the tower and go up the spiral staircase. You get up to the top. This tower doesn't have a roof. It's open air.
Oh, nice.
You look around and you see dragon bones lining the wall. And like a small pile of treasure. it looks like the old adventurers like maybe weren't able to carry everything when they killed the dragon, so there's still treasure there. You also see a Crick Bullywug tied tied to the dragon bones.
Malora.
And he just goes, "Oh, hey y'all, if I knew people were coming, I would have made lunch." Just kidding. I've been kidnapped.
Well,
I'm a victim.
Look
here.
At you. How you stray so far from the Crick?
What? Are you from the Crick?
I am from
How'd you get all the way out of here from the Crick?
The jambalaya is a steaming.
Oh, there is jambalaya. Could you do me a favor and untie? You know what? It is so nice to finally meet some people with some hospitality around here.
We're gonna untie it. I wish I had.
Oh,
some,
did you see the king? He just jumped out. He jumped off the tower into the water.
Yeah, we saw that
guy. He's just swimming out there. Look at him. He's just swimming away.
You're gonna have to be quiet. Lord.
You want me to just be quiet? Okay. You see, Josh turns. You guys. Do you guys know this guy?
I throw Josh down.
Fucked up.
To try and hit.
You do this?
The bullywug is so far away. The bullywug is like swimming, like far.
Josh, let me actually roll to see. So you're gonna just yell, "Fucked up!" And then silence.
Moonshine.
And then you see a little dragon body just float up to
what the
surface.
Fuck? Moonshine!
I thought I was gonna hit the king!
You killed Josh!
You killed Josh!
Oh, you killed Josh there!
You like Josh too?
I don't know. Josh actually, he kicked me when I came in.
All right, he deserved to die.
He was a bad guy.
I did not mean to kill him. I was trying to get that King Bullywog.
Oh,
that's cool.
Should we
go
after
the king? Hey, does
the King
Bullywog have the dragon egg?
Yeah, there's not the dragon egg's not in this room right now, right?
Oh, I didn't know there was a dragon egg.
You are so unhelpful.
You know who probably
you're so goddamn polite.
You don't have any hospitality. Let me talk to you. He turns over to Moonshine. How are you?
It's actually been a pretty nice day. Did you see the sunset?
Do you want to wrestle?
Yes, Crick I love to.
No time for wrestling. Someone just made off with the dragon's egg.
Someone, the bullywugs didn't have a dragon's egg.
They did
they
not?
Might. No.
So it's still in
there.
Well,
I was with, okay, so here's what happened. So the bullywugs, turned out they're kind of bullies. Bullywugs, right? Crick bullywugs, though, we got hospitality, you know? We'll wrestle, we'll kind of run around, have a little fun, but
sometimes
we'll just like to have some fun down at the Crick. You
sometimes.
See, he's a lot shorter than a normal bullywug. He's about knee high.
And
you know, we only come up about knee high. His teeth are fucked up.
Oh no!
You know, we don't cross like these bullywugs. Anyway, so something ain't right at the Crick. So me and a few of my friends came out here in the swamp. Me and my daddy and stuff. But a troll kicked my dad.
My dad died.
He kicked my dad. You know, so He kicked him dead. He's dead.
Laura.
Me and some of the other Crick bullywugs were just waiting around for the troll to fall asleep so we could get him, so we can get him back for kicking my dad. But then the troll woke up and he just kicked some of my friends. And, you know,
your friends are dead right now?
A lot of my friends are dead. A lot of them are dead. You know, some of them are still out there. But, I got captured.
Okay, hush up now. Hush up, Crick Bullywug. You're going a mile a minute.
You got it.
And I understand it. Life is exciting. We're having a good time. But sometimes.
I'm just so happy to see some nice folks around here.
So, Pawpaw, first off, Go chew that Crick Bullywug free.
You see Papa almost out of force of habit goes to start wrestling him. And he goes, "Oh, this is fun. I like this little guy. He's nice.
He is nice. You two wrestle a bit.
Oh, we wrestle.
Did this guy ride Papa?
He chews him out. No, he's not. He's bigger than Papa. He's like 2 feet tall. He's about knee high. You know, Papa's not knee high.
I think Beverly resents not being the cutest member of the group anymore.
Yeah, he's this little orange bullywug that's like 2 feet tall.
He's got big rosy.
How you doing, y'all? My name's Jonah.
Hey, Jonah.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I'm Hardwood Surfoot. Nice to meet you.
Okay.
Just keep your mouth closed. You're just like...
So I was, you know, I was out here with my family. I went out to get some bugs. We go, you know, we like to eat flies and such. Yeah. So I'm going out to get myself a snack. Day after, my daddy gets kicked to death, right?
Yeah,
and
right.
Several of my other friends get kicked to death. You know, something ain't right at the Crick, but something ain't right. Seems like something ain't right everywhere these days, is what I would say.
Right.
So these bullywugs, they go, I'm gonna make you go out and do work for us. You're gonna catch us flies and stuff. And I say, flies? You want me to catch a fly with my tongue and then put a fly in your mouth? Mm-hmm. That is disgusting. Right. So they started tying me up.
That's
they
too
started
bad. Tying Can we me skip up to the dragon's egg? Yeah, what's the dragon's egg?
I don't know what you're talking about a dragon's egg. I can tell you what I know. I was getting dragged around by these bullywugs. Yep. They got no hospitality.
I know.
Let me tell you that. So they dragging me around, right? So y'all were the ones that killed a bunch of them the other day, right?
Correct.
Yes, guilty as charged.
Oh, that's nice of you, because I did not like them. They had no hospitality. So they were actually planning on going to that old, they were talking about the bay. They were going to steal the staff from the bay, right?
What?
The bullywugs wanted to steal the staff.
The bullywugs wanted to get some weapons, so they wanted to go to Moonstone so that they can,
take the trident.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so they could take that little trident there.
Laura.
So they were going to take that, but then, so the kobolds, they had lots of weapons and stuff because they used to have the dragon here. Dragon would give them stuff and such, is what I hear, just kind of gossip around the swamp and been out here.
Oh, I love chatting.
Before my daddy got kicked by a troll.
I just wanted the record to show that Beverly does not like Jonah.
Okay.
Of animosity.
So the winged kobold shows up and he says that the bullywug king could be the new king of the kobolds and that they had a special sword for him.
Oh, and did so he run away he with came, that sword then?
Bullywug picked up that sword and that sword did not have good hospitality. I'll tell you what.
Oh, it had some of that bad.
Oh, some of that bad juju. Sting. Some of that bad juju.
You saying it was a cursed sword?
I would say so.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of reminds me of some of the stuff that's going on in the Crick.
Yeah.
There's some bad juju down at the Crick. We'll talk about that later.
I'll tell you something ain't right. I was out there, my uncle cousin.
Which one?
My uncle cousin.
Oh, I know him.
Yeah.
I know him, Jebediah.
Jebediah the Crick bullywug, right? He drank some Crick water. He turned into a frog. Hemoth, just a big old frog monster. I had to kick him to death.
No way.
Yeah, you kick him
that's not hospitable.
I had to kick him to death. That's not hospitable, but he ate my cousin nephew. So,
that is so interesting to hear because Crick water, as everyone knows, it's highly caffeinated and a little bit alcoholic, but I never heard of it turning anyone into Hemoth.
So they just mentioned to us that there was the sword. They didn't say anything about the egg.
Okay, so we'll look for the egg.
But you guys are,
here.
You know what? Why don't we help ourselves with this treasure here? Because there is a lot of treasure.
Oh,
Bullywug
yeah.
did grab some of the gold and jumped into the water with it. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So the bully who he ran off. The Bullywug King ran off with
the sword.
With the sword.
With the sword. And a kobold or anybody
grabbed,
else?
He grabbed a nice shield out of here that was kind of a cool looking shield. It was shiny. It was
that
nice.
That does sound cool.
He also had a cool cloak.
I'm going to start picking up some treasure. I'm
picking up some treasure.
Can we look around the room?
You look through the treasure. You guys spend some time taking all the treasure. You guys get 120 gold,
ooh.
390 silver, 453 copper.
Oh, man, shit.
Hard one. You find in there two masterwork throwing axes, like two really well-made throwing axes. Those
good
are
thing,
plus one.
Good thing that boomerang shit didn't come back to me.
You guys
I
find,
got a new throwing axe now.
You guys find these green, really lightweight boots. These are boots of elven kind. They give you advantage on stealth rolls.
Y'all, I think these might be my size.
You also find a beautiful oak fiddle that says Old Betsy written on it.
Old Betsy?
Old Betsy.
Old Betsy?
It says Old Betsy.
I play the strings and they're very out of tune and I say, that sounds nice.
With my violin appreciation merit patch.
That just means you like violin?
Yeah, no, I can tell that this is a good violin.
Okay.
You see Jonah starts slapping his knee. Are we having a jamboree now?
I put my hand on his arm.
Jonah, I'm so sorry, but
the jamboree is canceled.
The jamboree is currently canceled.
Which jamboree are you talking about? Because I'm just talking about any jamboree.
I love it when
you're with your friends. It's always a jamboree. So as Jonah's doing this, Beverly, you kind of, as you guys are collecting the gold and stuff, something catches your eye. You Ooh. Pick up what you think is a gold piece, but it is an amulet of Pallor. It has a sunburst.
I know the sigil.
It has a gold chain, and then it's a big platinum, circular. It looks like a locket almost.
Mm-hmm.
And on the front is a sunburst. And you pick it up, and as soon as you pick it up, you recognize it as being Theala's necklace.
Guys!
This necklace. Whoa, scared the shit out of me.
Sorry.
From the poster on your wall.
This is Theala's necklace. It's a holy relic.
And you see, as you say that, it cracks.
I can fix this.
That's where we'll end our session.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
Oh, man.
That was a fun one, guys. All right.
That's great.
Theala's necklace.
Theala's necklace, guys.
Does the old Betsy fiddle do anything?
It's a fiddle.
It fiddles real good.
You'll have to check it out next time. Okay, yeah. Guys, check out our subreddit, r/notanotherdndpodcast.
We're in there.
Yeah, guys, at the end of the episode, we always do shout-outs in character. So rate the show, give us 5 stars, and request which character you want to shout out from, and we'll shout you out at the end of the show. It's really fun.
Easy
Follow
enough.
Us on Twitter, at Jake Hurwitz, at Eaxford, at Caldy, at CHMurph is me. Buy our book. Emily and I have a satirical relationship advice book out called Hey You Up, How to Turn Your Booty Call into Your Emergency Contact.
Available
on Amazon.
It's a very different type of humor from this.
A little bit. There's no D&D.
Wouldn't it be fun to see different sides of
There
everyone?
Is a fantasy map in it, though.
That's true.
It's beautifully illustrated.
There
true,
are
yeah.
a few references to Lord of the Rings, because how could we not?
Yeah, dude. Aragorn and Arwen, is there a more pure relationship?
Nah, listen to If I Were You, watch Drawfee, youtube.com/Drawfee, and check out 8-Bit Book Club with me, Emily and Caldwell.
Yeah. Tweet about the show using #NadPod.
Yeah.
P-O-D, baby.
We are the youth of the nation.
We are. Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. We're going to do our shout-outs now, starting with DM shout-outs. M. Paletti, 1028 and 99 Knives, you requested shout-outs from me, the Dungeon Master, a.k.a. the Direct Messenger himself. So here's a direct message to you. You guys rule. Hunter Hunt and You asked for a shout-out from a bunch of people, so instead, they'll get a shout-out from Scoutmaster Denny. A green teen is never needy. Asking for too many shout-outs is just plain greedy. Two people asked for Bullywug shout-outs, and one suggested that it should be a Bullywug that was just about to retire, so here we go.
Lady Applesauce, I'm gonna do one last shout-out, and then I'm quitting this job. Oh no! I've just been stabbed by Reggie Miles! I was supposed to open a dentist office!
That's it for me, guys. Let's catch up with Hard One, Beverly, and Moonshine.
The Mexican Edgar, the bastard of the border. Luke John Cox, the cockfighter. Cocksure and sure Cox. Becky and KC, Becky with the good quads. Gabby Garcia, the townsfolk Gab of your grace and courage. B-Mart 847, the dagger of the deep, my brother in arms. David A. from Maine, the lobster lord, champion of Strongclaw. Daddy Lair, the godless father. Deer Hunter, the doe headsman. A hearty thanks from this hearty dwarfin.
An excerpt from the diary of Beverly Togold, Fifth Leaf Green Teen, and co-secretary of the Galateron High School Enchanted Chess Watching Club. Dear Diary, my Scoutmaster Hard One has a lot of cool nicknames, like Pride of the Dwarfenage and B-Word of the Mountain, and it got me thinking, if I had a nickname, what would it be? Here's a list of potential nicknames that I think would be just swell. Tough Fluff, Jeffrey Carbine, Dellen Mast, Xeno Loaf, ooh, I like that one, Keegan, Ryan Firth, ER888, Lambie Rambie, or Bizarinate. Wow, that one sounds like some sort of automaton. Maybe I'll ask Hard One himself what he thinks, but I have a bad feeling he'll suggest something like Little Stain, which I've got mixed feelings about. Until next time, Beverly, insert nickname here, Togold the Fifth.
Hey y'all, Moonshine here. Just wanted to extend my wettest, warmest well wishes to Aaron T. Cleveland, EA Deporte, Stash Ninja, Olga Zastout, and JoJo Hats. The team of you is more fun than a bullywug in heat during a full moon. Oh, and Pop over here just hacked up a pile of half-digested crickets to form the words Tearing It Up 25. Whatever that means.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.